6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us for this segment. I promise you will love what you hear because we talk about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, all the charters of freedom, civil rights, civil liberties, all the things that it seems like want to be taken away. And of course, all we have to do is say no. You remember the Just Say No program the Reagan administration used to have? Guy walks up and tells the president, you wouldn't mind holding onto this bag of pot, would you? And no. So there you have it, a little levity. We always have to have some levity there because we don't want people all depressed. And of course, when you put your faith in a savior, which savior is it you're putting your faith in? Really? If you think that Trump is the only answer to your problems, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're going down the wrong path. That's why we have guests like Lex Green on our show. You know, it's a pen name. He's an avid historian, and he writes for News with Views. And due to today's cancel culture, of course, he has a pseudonym, but he does have Radio Free Lex Green 2021. It's a podcast on Anchor. And we welcome him back to the show after you have a new new article out called The Laws of Nature and Nature's God. And welcome back, Lex. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Dave. How are you, sir? I appreciate the time to come visit.
Well, I appreciate that you taking the time to come visit. So, you know, we have the article for those of you who want to read it. It is going to be in the email blast. See, this is another reason why you have to sign up. If you don't have the email blast, you have to. You should get it. It's right there on the Power Hour website. And Lex, in this particular article you're talking about, it's only 3 pages long, if that. It is a full 3 pages when you read it in PDF format. But you're talking about all the various things that I think people have forgotten. And we just had last Saturday, as a matter of fact, on the 17th was Constitution Day. So I'll let you talk about the article and why you wrote it. What inspired you to write it?
Well, I think our greatest challenge in our country today is either an uninformed or ill-informed electorate. It's my personal belief that corrupt politicians can only exist in such an electorate. You know, people need to know what the true foundations of freedom and liberty are, or they can't even begin to protect those or preserve them for future generations. And so, again, as a 40-year historian, studying everything I could lay my hands on related to government, related to freedom and liberty, related to the difference between natural rights and civil rights and civil liberties. You know, I just want to share with people, you know, so that they understand what it is they have to protect and how to do it. Not just that they need to protect it, but how to protect it. And so, you know, as we come into yet another election cycle, you know, which is highly troubled, much like the last one, in my opinion, I think it's just become increasingly critical that the electorate itself, A, knows what it is they're supposed to protect, B, knows how to protect it, and C, is actively engaged with others in the course of doing that. Otherwise, you know, evil triumphs wherever good people do nothing.
Well, and of course, I remember that one. That's a infamous phrase by several ancient legislators. The thing is that when you're talking about stuff like this and protecting our elections, there was recently some posts on my Texit website. We have a blog for all the local coordinators to share. And one of the local coordinators had mentioned that down in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, they are having poll worker classes and poll watcher classes to teach people how to spot problems in the process. Are you aware of all this? What do you think about it?
I am aware of it, and that's happening in states all across the country. One of the most active states this year is Michigan, too, which had enormous troubles in 2020. I don't know if you've paid attention to what's going on in Michigan this year, but through the primaries and even into their state GOP conventions and things like that, Michigan, America First folks are up in arms there. I mean, not, you know, not literal arms, but they're up and active and directly engaging in the political process because they don't trust that the political process works on its own. They believe, and I agree, whether you're in Texas or Michigan or any other of the 48 states, if we don't actively engage in making sure that our elections are legitimate, honest, fair, and open and transparent, then they're not going to be. And that's not something that just started in 2020. That's been around a long time. You probably remember the, eight or so recounts in Florida in 2000 where Al Gore's people were knocking hanging chads on the floor and recounting over and over again until they could hope to overcome George Bush's victory down there in 2000. So, and again, there's a lot of misconceptions about election fraud. Any election that is not held by the legal processes established within each state, according to their constitution and their laws of the state, any process which does not comply with those laws and regulations for elections is already an unlawful election. Now, you can tag fraud on it if you want and other issues, even treason on it if you find evidence of people doing it intentionally. But at the very least, it's unlawful and unconstitutional election, and that's where most of my focus remains.
Well, so now you obviously, because of everything that happened in 2020, and you mentioned that you anticipate that we may have problems in the fall, is the election cycle the only problem you think we're going to have, or you think there's something more nefarious in store?
Well, as you may know, a lot of listeners won't. I engage in a lot of things over a lot of years. I work with a lot of people both here and abroad, monitoring a lot of different things and a lot of different activities. My general opinion in answering that question would be this. The global left controls the American left, and the global left has no intentions of backing up on what they're trying to do to the United States right now, which means they have no intention of allowing the American left to back up in what they're doing right now. I believe, on one hand, that the global left and the American left, that they're willing to do a lot of things that most people on the right normally are not willing to do. The political right sets internal self-imposed boundaries. There's certain lines we won't cross for moral and ethical reasons. But the opposition has no such boundaries. And so I expect that between now and the November election, we're going to probably see a lot of things we don't like. And some of it could be very dangerous to the American people and, in fact, to the world. And so they're between a rock and a hard place. They can't, you know, they're running into more and more resistance trying to go forward, and yet they also can't afford to back up. So they've got to make some tough decisions here. Are they going to go scorched earth? Are they going to go for broke? Or are they going to draw back, which is, in past years, has been their MO, by the way. They hit a hard spot and they back up, circle around to come again. But this time, there's so much chaos all over the globe and so much financial crisis going on in the globe. Not sure they have the luxury of backing up this time. So they've got some tough decisions to make, and Democratic Party is painting itself into a very difficult corner, in my opinion.
Well, speaking of scorched earth, because you mentioned this, my biggest concern is all of the destruction of these factories and food plants across the United States. I mean, that's all part of it, is it not?
Well, it would be one heck of a coincidence if it wasn't, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we've never had that many plants and burn in 246 years, much less in 18 months. And so I think coincidences on that scale are never coincidences. So, yeah, I agree.
Okay, so other than that, we could possibly expect a false flag attack. I mean, the thing is, we look at what happened in 2000, 9/11. Now, that was during the Bush administration. a lot of people looked at that and said, nope, that was definitely false flag. It was to get us in a war with Iraq. It was to destabilize the Middle East, which they were very successful in doing. They got rid of Saddam Hussein and created a political vacuum. And at the same time over here, because we're talking and I'm reflecting on what you're writing in this article, which you've copyrighted, by the way, and it's on News with Views. For those of you who don't want to wait for the email blast, you can go subscribe to News with Views and donate to the site, because that's what keeps it going and keeps authors like Lex out there so that people can read what's going on. What happened in 9/11 ended up resulting in the USA Patriot Act, which took away a whole bunch of our natural rights. And that's something you write about in your article, your comment.
It sure did. And I think, again, most Americans wouldn't know this stuff if they've never dealt with the military or national security apparatuses in their lives. Most haven't. They wouldn't know that prior to 9/11, prior to the Patriot Act, these federal agencies were not allowed to communicate directly with one another. The CIA was not allowed to operate on U.S. soil, only on foreign soil. The FBI was not able to operate on foreign soil, only on U.S. soil. And as a result, and that's because U.S. citizens have rights that the rest of the world does not have here in the United States. And so there was a wall of separation between these agencies as far as, you know, in-country law enforcement versus international national security apparatus like the CIA or NSA. But today, because of what happened with the Patriot Act, which was supposed to sunset out and didn't and hasn't, it's been extended and extended. And so what has happened since then is these agencies not only talk to one another, but the boundaries within each agency. Today, we see the CIA operating on U.S. soil, and we see the FBI operating on foreign soil. So just the basic boundaries are even gone.
Well, besides the basic boundaries, now they've opened up the boundaries. I mean, you're talking about boundaries. I'm talking about the border invasion. We've had several judges in Texas and Arizona declare that they're being invaded, and yet the U.S. government, as well as the states in question, do nothing. Nothing of any consequence. Abbott is not shutting down the border. Abbott's not sending our own military there. He says he's building a wall. He got $54 million in donations. He's putting up chain link fence and razor wire on the ground, which they're just walking right over. I mean, this is just nuts. I mean, they're not doing it. There's obviously a reason for it. You have the ultra-right, the ultra-left, and our one-party system, our uniparty system, made up of these ultra anti-constitutionalists, basically, because everything they've done is basically ignore our rights, according to what you're writing in this article.
That's all true. And at the end of the day, I believe what we're dealing with right now in our country is a unconstitutional, unlawful, unbridled establishment elite that takes in both parties and even third party members sometimes that are interested in their own personal agendas, not what's best for the country or for the American people. And so, their top agenda is maintain power. That's their first agenda. In many cases, it's their only agenda, is maintain the power that they, you know, were once granted by the people through an election. And so, you know, it's up to the people at the end of the day. And I hear people talk about uniparties and how both parties are a disaster and all this kind of stuff. And I'm happy to talk about those things from my perspective. But the fact is, America, unlike any other country on earth, is whatever the American people themselves make it be or allow it to be. And so, you know, if the country is failing, it's because the electorate is allowing it to fail and in some cases helping it to fail.
Right. Now, the thing is that late, and we talked about this on the show this morning, and I was mentioning it before we came back on, is the fact that there has been they're trying to get a handle on how many actual gun owners there are in America. Besides the Californians, 1 in 5 have been sexually or physically assaulted in the last year, according to University of Study. But now they're saying, and this is a Denver-based research firm, Sentiment, at the request of English, a professor at McDonough School of Business at Georgetown University, William English. Anyway, they're saying they now own more than 415 million firearms. There's obviously a reason why they're buying them. And that's because every time we turn around, Sleepy Joe is threatening to ban assault rifles. I mean, he said it when he was on with Scott Pelley.
He's not only threatening to ban certain types of weapons, and in my opinion, overall, they want to ban all of them sooner or later. They're just trying to get there incrementally so that people will go along to get along the way. But they're openly threatening the American people at every opportunity. They're directly threatening to use the full weight and power of the U.S. military and probably foreign militaries as well against the American people who don't see things the way they see things, who are not socialists, who are not globalists, who are not handout-driven voters. And they, you know, they're openly threatening over half of the population of the United States. You know, the demonic-looking and sounding speech a week or two ago by Biden was absolutely astonishing. I mean, we've never seen anything like that anywhere on earth. That was worse than any speech Hitler ever gave. And yet there's a certain segment of our population that thought that was just great. And the rest of us are aghast looking at it going, what in the world was that? Well, it's an open, overt, broad daylight, in your face, a threat of military force against American citizens who simply won't go along to get along with the global agenda. So it's not just, I mean, you know, and you got to connect, people need to connect dots, okay? The same people that want to take away the right of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms, which is entirely a direct violation of the Second Amendment, okay? No matter what type of weapon it is. That same group of people also are involved in defunding and disarming and targeting law enforcement across the country. So they don't want law enforcement to enforce the laws, and they don't want American citizens able to defend themselves when the laws are not being enforced. You got to connect the dots on these things. Then you add to that that we have more than 5 million in just 18 months flooded into our country. And the Biden administration says we have a secure border. No, we don't. And I want to comment on this because of what you mentioned earlier. You know, I do see it, you know, I'm entertained, like most people on our side, watching the hypocrisy go on in places like Martha's Vineyard in New York City, where either Abbott or DeSantis are dumping some of these illegals in there on their doorstep right now. I get a certain amount of entertainment value out of that, but I oppose it because now we have Republican governors taking people who shouldn't be in our country at all and distributing them across the country into these cities again, no different than the Democrats have been doing for years now. And so the bottom line is none of these people have any right to be here at all. And then once they are here, they're being granted by the left access to taxpayer benefits paid for by taxpayers. They're being protected as a protected class in the United States, while the same administration is openly threatening more than half of the population of legal citizens in this country. We're in a place we've never been before. And in my opinion, we're in a place that the world has never seen before.
That's pretty scary stuff when you bring it up like that, Lex. Chance from West Virginia, you're on the phone with Lex Green. Go ahead.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Lex. Hey, Lex, correct me if I'm wrong. If we still have Dominion voting machines and mail-in balloting, what makes people think that it's going to be any different this time around? Can you answer that?
No, I can't. I don't know why anybody would think it's going to be any different than the last time around, because this is the thing. And again, Dave used this word a few minutes ago on another topic, the word consequences. If there's no consequences for theft and fraud, well, then the theft and fraud is essentially sanctioned by the people to continue. And so, you know, if we're not going to do anything about bank robbery, probably we're going to have a whole lot more bank robbers. So, no, I don't know why anybody thinks that 2022 is going to be a more secure election than 2020 was. But I will say this. Biden just went on national 60 Minutes the other night and said that the pandemic is over, which means the national emergency is over, which means there's no reason for mail-in balloting now. And so, you know,
here's another question, Lex. Lex, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Now, if the pandemic is over, why are they going to push another booster, which they will most likely do? See, nothing makes sense. It's all insanity with the pandemic, with the voting. I mean, we're just spinning our wheels, and everybody thinks a miracle is going to appear out of the sky, and I just don't see it.
I'm in total agreement with you. I think that most of the people in our country are on a hamster wheel that they just can't get off. And, you know, and again, there's lots of reasons for that. The education system over the last several decades has done a good job of dumbing down the average person, quite honestly. The news media does nothing but lie 24/7 on every issue. So they have a poor sense of what's real and what's not real. And they have poor discernment skills as well. You know, the ability to tell, you know what, from Shinola. And so, you know, the average, there's no substitute for common sense. What you're saying is based purely on common sense. And you, of course, you're right. And, but I'm afraid common sense is somewhat uncommon today.
Yeah, they shouldn't call it common anymore because it's common sense is not common. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call, and God bless you now.
We appreciate that, Chance.
Thank you, brother.
God bless you, too. Yeah, it's always keep your powder dry. Yeah, I have to say that, too, because of this gun study, 415 million firearms. It seems like every time, Lex, that they start this nonsense and talking about Second Amendment, everybody's running out and buying more guns and ammo and stocking up on food. And they're trying to push our buttons to get us to overreact, which we're not. We're holding on to that. And I just am not sure at this point how long it's going to be before push comes to shove and things get crazy.
Well, it could very well be any time between now and November, because I do think that the Democrat Party knows that they're the most unpopular political group in America, and they're worried about it.
Of course, we're going to be back after the bottom of the hour break. It's a quick one. But, you know, pay attention to what's going on here, folks. We're going to be back with Lex Green after this short series of messages on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
It's 31 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And of course, you know, we're on the phone with Lex Green right now, who's got a new article out on News with Views called Laws of Nature and of Nature's God. And one of the things that I noticed, Lex, that you do in here is you're talking about the enumerations of all of these different articles that were written. And you're saying that the U.S. Constitution has nothing to do with the natural rights of U.S. citizens. It's not even an enumeration of protections of natural rights. It's there to establish the structure, duties, and authorities of our federal government. You see, it's how far the federal government can push the buttons is what the Constitution and all these other documents are all about. I think we've kind of missed the boat over time, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, again, part of that is the education system under the, you know, under the direction of the federal government. You know, a government only has power one of two ways. Either the people grant it power, and that's what happened with the U.S. Constitution, is the people granted the federal government certain limited, well-defined, carefully defined, separated powers between the branches. Or the other way is they simply take those powers from the people by force, either by soft force through education or miseducation, or at gunpoint. And so the government has only the powers which are given to them, in this case via the Constitution, or that they take from the people, in this case in the United States, that has occurred both by legislative processes and by judicial processes and by executive orders processes. The government has grown to the single largest employer in the United States with more than 18.2 million employees of the federal government. The second largest employer in the United States is Walmart with 2.3 million employees globally. So we're up against, you know, we the people are up against a government that is at least 20 times the size it was ever intended to be. I'm guilty of asking a lot of silly questions and getting, you know, dumbfounded looks when I do. We've been making, we've had a legislature making laws for 246 years now. Are you telling me we haven't made all the laws we're ever going to need in that time frame? I'm not even sure we still need a legislature making laws. A lot of laws they've made in the past are unconstitutional on their face. Why are we still paying enormous amounts of money to a legislature to make laws? If we haven't made all we're going to need in 246 years, then we're never going to be able to make all the laws we need. And every law they make is another theft of power from the people.
Bingo. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with Lex Green. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's false authority. That they have false authority over us. There's no three branches of government anymore, and they don't follow the rules they're supposed to, and it's a joke. But the bigger picture is they're just evil, and it's a battle between good and evil. The same people that want to get rid of guns to protect yourself also want to kill unborn babies or born babies, you know, 2-3 days after they're born. They are just delusional. They're just filled with evilness.
I agree. And this comes back in a way. I want to make 2 points related to what you're saying, and thank you for calling in and making the comments. I want to make 2 points. One is you brought up something that they are operating without power, without the authority to do the things they do. You're absolutely right. In U.S. law itself, there's laws concerning what's called the deprivation of rights under color of law. In other words, acting as though what they're doing is under laws when, in fact, there's no such laws. And so acting or deprivation of the people's rights, acting under color of law, which means not under law, is punishable by imprisonment and even death when people do that. It's under Section 242 of Title 18, if people want to look it up and study it. It's against the law for them to do things beyond their constitutional authority, because that means they're acting under color of law, not law. And they're doing so with the clear intent to deprive people of their natural rights. People just need to know what their foundations of freedom are and how to enforce them. These laws are on the books for a reason. And like I said a minute ago, before the caller, you know, was put on the line, you know, people who don't know can't protect and preserve. They just can't. They might want to. They might be angry. They might be scared. They might be upset and frustrated. But the fact is, unless you know what is right, you can't enforce what is right. And the second comment I want to make is you're absolutely right. Again, your example related to abortion, all that. The column before today's column of mine on News with Views was titled Women, the number one cause of death in the United States. Now, I use that because obviously that kind of title is going to grab a whole lot of people's attention. But the facts are that's true. In 2021, there was over 900,000 deaths by abortion, making it the number one cause of death in the United States, ahead of heart disease, cancer, COVID, accidental injury, stroke, all kinds of other things. And all the way at the bottom of the list is gun violence, 19,411 deaths compared to 930,000. And they want to take your guns because of 19,000, but they don't want to talk about the 930,000 dead from abortion. You're absolutely right, ma'am.
Well, this all boils down to, as well, the idea that they are trying to depopulate the United States as well as the rest of the world. So why not abortion? Let's just stop kids from even being born so they're not going to grow up into this already polluted society that's, you know, politically mutating into something we don't want. I'm glad you put that article out, and we did point that out on my last show. When that article came out and talked about it and differentiated the two, because we're always analyzing things on this program. Darlene, from the farming community in Indiana, how are you?
Pretty good yourself. Anyhow,
I'm doing great.
I'm going to throw a worm in the soup, I guess, because I studied the Constitution and
a worm in the
Bill
soup.
Of Rights and all that stuff. And then I come across some stuff on Shay's Rebellion, and that was from 1786 to 1788, and that was basically a call for another revolution by the farmers and laborers in rural western Massachusetts. And they were called levelers, who were fighting to annihilate all debts, public and private. And they were fighting against the same guys who stir the pot against us, the bankers and the lawyers. Okay, so you got that situation. Then the other situation I come across, I ran into a lawyer who was retired, and he was hooked to an IV, so he couldn't run. And he said, and he knew a lot. He studied a lot of stuff after he got retired, and I was very impressed by that. And he said something, well, I think we're still part of the crown. And I said, well, I think I can add to that, sir. And he said, well, what do you think? And I said, let's look at your profession, bar, British aristocracy, registry. And he said to me, bingo. So can you address why we're worried about the Constitution if we got all this other baggage, you know?
Good point.
I can. Thanks for calling in. Good point.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you why we're worried about the Constitution. It's the only thing that stands between us and slavery. That's why. Okay? It's just a document. It's just a bunch of words. Okay? It's just a document by itself. It can't do anything. It can't get up and walk or go to battle or anything else. It's a document. You know, but America, the United States, is not just a territory or a piece of land. It's an idea. It's a concept. It's a belief structure. And right now, half of the country still believes in that structure, and the other half is not too sure anymore. They're thinking maybe socialism and globalism might work better for them. And so that's our problem when it comes to elections. But what she's saying is in part greatly true, because you hear people talk about common law. We're a common law country. No, we're not. We're a constitutional law country. Common law comes from Britain, British common law. And if you look it up, it's what the courts have been using for centuries now, since the late 1700s, early 1800s, to undermine constitutional law. Her point is very well made, because the most dangerous group, in my opinion, in this country is the lawyer class. They have been trained to administer British common law. They know today, today's lawyers know almost nothing at all about constitutional law. They don't even teach it, barely, one semester at best, in law school today, since the mid-1940s. So practicing attorneys today, we're not really ever trained in natural law, which is the foundation of constitutional law. Instead, they've been trained in British common law, the use of the courts to create precedents and then declare that settled law. Well, as you know, anybody who's read our Constitution, Article 1, authority of the legislature, is granted sole lawmaking authority within the United States, which is to say the second Article 2 branch, executive orders, are not laws, and the third branch, the judiciary, is also not a lawmaking branch. But people's perception is trumping reality. Their perception is that we're a democracy. We're not. We're a constitutional representative republic, a very different thing than a just pure democracy. But their perception is we're a democracy. Their perception is that courts make laws when courts, in fact, have no authority to make laws. Their perception is that executive branch orders are laws. If that were true, we'd be living in a pure dictatorship, not a constitutional republic. Now, the reason we care about the Constitution is we're either going to enforce that, and by we, I mean we the people. Certainly nobody in elected office wants to enforce it. It limits their authority. We're either going to enforce the constitutional law in this country, or we don't have a country anymore. It's just that simple.
Yep, that's the downside of this whole equation, Lex, is that, you know, when we're dealing with the Constitution, people don't understand, is you're right, that is what is separating us from slavery. And I always call this land of the fee and home of the slave, because the more they start imposing taxes on us, I mean, we fought the Revolutionary War over a 3% tea tax. Primarily, the Civil War was fought over states' rights, wasn't fought over slavery. There were good slave owners, too. I think people keep forgetting that. And the some of these factions, the liberal left factions, are sitting there treating this like every single slave owner that had indentured servants was mean to them, and that's not necessarily so. Some of them treated them like they were family members and actually told them they could go their own way and you know, be free after it was all said and done. I mean, the thing, and that now they want reparations and going out and stealing a Gucci purse in a smash and grab out of a retail store is acceptable. So, you know, I think that the left has gone off half-cocked trying to play a political war that I think people are confused about. And it's not just part of the dumbed down process. I think all the people that are served in Iraq and all the wars since the 1990s, before the millennia, are very tuned into what's going on. Veterans are dangerous. 44% of our military are from Texas. So we have found out, being part of the Texit movement, and you're going to start seeing states besides Texas. There is a big secession movement here afoot right now. 66% of the popular vote surveyed say they would vote for independence if that was put on the ballot now and become its own country again, going from the 12th largest economy in the world to the 9th or maybe the 4th or 5th. So, you know, when I look at stuff like this and I look at what's going on with the creation of states, or the convention of states, rather, the Convention of States wants to reopen the Constitution, and I don't think I've ever asked you what your take is. I'm kind of bothered by their attempts to do this, because if they were to get 34 states involved in this, then the big money and politics is going to come into this thing and open it up like a can of worms and start dissecting and tossing out all of these protected freedoms and protections that we enjoy being kept away from the federal government. What's your take?
Well, I'm sure you know, I'm an equal opportunity offender.
Go right ahead.
So here's my take on a short rundown of all that. The Convention of States is a scam, has been a scam since day one. Unfortunately, people don't understand their foundations of freedom and liberty, or they would know it's a scam. Number one, Article 5 does not allow for the states to amend the U.S. Constitution at all. Not at all. It will allow them to cause Congress to convene a convention for the purpose of hearing amendments. But from that moment forward, Congress is in control of the whole process until the end of that process, when Congress has adopted certain amendments and sends them back to the states for ratification. Anybody who tells you, I don't care who it is, Mark Levin or anybody else, Mark Meckel, anybody tells you the states, if all 50 states wanted to amend the Constitution, they can't. Other than potentially one way, I will say, from my studies, there is potential that they could repeal any existing from the state level, but they're going to need three-quarters of the legislatures to vote to repeal one in order to overrule Congress. And that's just my opinion from the studies I've done on Convention of States. It's a scam, always has been a scam. It brought in millions and millions of dollars. It's caused people to focus on a solution that isn't a real solution, which I personally think those two things are the purpose of movements like that. But at the same time, I'll tell you, I'm not for, you know, state seceding from the union. To secede from the union, you have to secede from the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And so that's how you secede, is you walk away from those compacts. The minute you do that, you've set yourself as a standalone nation against 48 or 49 other member states with a constitution. That's a dangerous place to put yourself, but also it's also unnecessary. What's necessary is not to walk away from the Constitution Bill of Rights for any reason in any manner. It's to enforce them. That's the only solution we've ever had for 246 years. It's the only solution we're ever going to have. Once again, if there's no consequences for robbing banks, we might all be bank robbers. There has to be consequences for what has taken place in this country, and it's happened for way over 100 years. Part of the reason we have trouble educating people is this stuff has gone on the whole time those who are alive today have been alive. So they've lived under certain lies their entire lives, myself included. The government has lied to us for two centuries now. And as you mentioned, or she mentioned on the phone earlier, Shay's Revolution, this is late 1700s. As Thomas Jefferson lamented in the late 1700s and early 1800s, the biggest flaw in what they created in the Constitution was not putting a stronger bridle on our courts. And so, you know, our courts have done more to undermine the U.S. Constitution than they ever have to uphold and enforce it.
You're right about that. Now, the bigger problem is that a lot of people, you say scared and confused, and that is true. But my bigger picture here is this confrontation that the left, who is now in control prior to November, is having with the people, and how the people are going to react if all of a sudden it comes to their front doorstep. Any suggestions? Because, I mean, half these people out here want to just grab their guns and open fire on anything coming over the fence.
Well, the founders knew this 200 and some odd years ago. It's in the Declaration of Independence. You know, the fact is Americans are kind of an interesting breed, okay? They're kind of an interesting breed. They will sit and go along to get along for quite a long time, being abused for quite a long period. As long as they don't feel too abused personally in their personal lives, as long as they still have a job, as long as the lights are still on, there's roof over their head, food in the pantry, kids are still able to go out and play, we can get Johnny to his ball game and Susie to her piano recital, they're going to go along to get along for quite a long time until we reach a point where they can't go along with it anymore. And at that point, this is why. You know, keep in mind, we have in the past, I don't think we do right at the moment, but in the past we have had the most powerful and well-trained military anywhere in the world. I don't think we do right now, but we have had for more than 200 years. And so, but that wasn't what kept every foreign invader and any foreign enemy from putting boots on the ground in the United States. You know, I think it was an emperor or leader of Japan back during World War II that said, hey, we'll never put boots on the ground in the United States because you'll find a weapon behind every blade of grass. Now, that's a fact. That's a fact. The American people own more weapons than the military does. Not as nice and cool of toys as they have, but there's more weapons spread across this country than what our military has. They can hire 87,000 new IRS agents and give them a handgun if they want to. If you've seen any of the training, it looks ridiculous. And I wouldn't even use those people to protect our schools. And so, but there's still 20 million well-trained and well-armed and pissed off military retirees in this country.
There
and
are
former service members. You know, there's 1.3 million active duty, 1.2 million active duty in our military right now. And so there, and even when you get beyond the well-trained 20 million, there's more well-armed and well-trained hunters in the state of Wisconsin than there is people in the U.S. military. So the rest of the world is afraid to put boots on the ground in this country for that reason, not because of our military, but because of the people. You can bet, no matter how stupid they might appear, they're not stupid enough to not know that same thing in Washington, D.C. They're very worried. They're very concerned. They know they're not popular. They know that they've overplayed their hand, and that there's a lot of pushback in this country. They keep saying 80 million for Trump. I guarantee you that number's over 100 million now. Nobody has sold more guns, ammo. Nobody sold more guns and ammo than Biden and Obama in the last 20 years. And nobody has made more Trump supporters than Biden and Obama have, and Hillary Clinton. So the more they attack Trump, the more popular he becomes. The more they attack guns and people's natural rights to protect and defend themselves as well as the freedoms in this country, the more enemies they create, and the more people rush out and buy more guns and ammo. They're painting themselves into a very dangerous corner. And the last thing I'll say about that is dangerous people do stupid and dangerous things. And that's what we got to be aware of.
Yeah, for sure. Tom in Michigan, go ahead. You're on the phone with Lex Green.
I was wondering how come we don't have a Senate. A Senate is defined in the Constitution, you know, of how, you know, what it is, you know, how it's formed by the legislatures of the states, and then they just changed it to something else. So
yeah,
I thought every state was guaranteed that right.
That's right. And people want to know why. Yeah, people want to understand why states' rights are not protected in Washington, D.C. at all. It's because states' rights have no representation in Washington, D.C. ever since the 17th Amendment in 1913. That's over 100 years ago now that the U.S. Senate was taken away from the state legislatures. It's not representative of the states anymore. And so,
I thought Article 5...
Go ahead.
I thought Article 5 said that they can't do that.
There's a lot. 80% of what the government does, they can't do, according to the Constitution. But who's enforcing the Constitution? We're going to keep coming back to there, okay? All roads are going to lead us right back to there. And
well,
there, you know,
the conservative, you know, the big conservative talk shows and what have you, they're all crying about all the IRS agents now. But when I try to get on to talk on those shows about, well, the Supreme Court said that in the Brushhopper case that the 16th Amendment didn't create any new taxing powers, how come people are being forced to pay on a portion direct tax? They won't let me on the air.
Brother,
and now
they're crying. I've been listening. You know, listening in the background to Levin at times, even Mark Levin. And I've heard callers call in and say, you need to have Lex Green on to discuss these things. He's like, I am not getting Lex Green on this call, blah, 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 but who in the hell is Lex Green? You know, they don't want, and there is no right, there is no conservative on television right now. The closest you can find is probably someone on OAN, or someone, you know, maybe Carlson on Fox, you know, but you have to realize, people don't realize, okay, those are not even news networks. They call themselves news networks. Those are entertainment, 24/7 entertainment networks. Everybody on it is an entertainer. They're not a journalist, number one. And number two, they are there under multi-million dollar contracts paid for by their advertisers, okay? The largest advertisers right now on all of the so-called news networks in the United States is Pfizer, Moderna, J&J. Go watch. You'll see what I'm talking about. Look it up. Those are the biggest advertisers. So you want to know why every news network was pushing, you know, bioweapons in the form of a fake vax? It's because that's how they get paid. Those are now the biggest advertisers. And so people have to wake up to all these different things that we're talking about and connect the dots and realize, you know, early in the show, I heard Dave say something about Donald Trump. And I entirely agree. I support Donald Trump because he's the only one out there supporting us right now. And he's done a very good job of raising about 100 million man army, but he's going to have to send them to war here soon.
You've got to wonder about that, too. Tom in Michigan, thanks so much for your call. Lex Green, thank you so much for being on with us, because it's always enlightening. We'll have to have you back on again soon, especially when we get closer to election time. We appreciate you, and God bless all the work you're doing. And you need to get on there and read that Laws of Nature and of Nature's God. It's a great article, folks, here on the Power Hour. We will be back tomorrow. We're out of time right now. And until then, please stay safe. Don't do anything crazy in your life. Relax. Go along to get along. It's not one of them. You speak your mind. That's what it's all about. We still have freedom of speech here. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.